That was Still Shining from the album of the same title by Ken Moore, who is my guest today here. Welcome to the Midday Show, Ken Moore.
Thanks, Adam. It's great to be here.
You're going to be playing at Daryl's house this Sunday at 7 o'clock, and you're opening for Steve Forbert. You're listed as the Ken Moore duo for this show. Who's the second part of the duo?
What I like to call my right-hand man, Tom Hagmassi, who's been with me for, we're going into our 17th year, believe it or not.
Wow.
And he plays mandolin and bouzouki. He'll be playing those on Sunday night. And he also plays violin and accordion.
Oh,
And
yeah, one of those
when
annoying
we play with the band,
multi-instrumentalists.
yeah, and he sings. He's a great harmony
Super
singer too. So,
talented. Tell people what a bouzouki is, though, for those who don't know.
A bouzouki, he calls it an Irish bouzouki, and the best way to describe it is it's just like a mandolin. But it's larger. It's a little bit of a deeper sound than a man, much deeper sound than a mandolin. I always said that if a 12-string guitar and a mandolin got married and had a baby, it might be in the shape of a bouzouki. It's somewhere in between there.
You write the music and the lyrics for all the songs?
Yes.
I can refer to you as a singer-songwriter, and that would
Yeah.
be okay. Okay, for
Oh
sure.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Your most recent album came out in 2023. We played one of the tracks from there, the title track, in fact, Still Shining. Can I assume you'll be playing more songs from that album? And what
Yeah,
else
you'll
are we
be hearing
looking at?
songs, a couple of those, a couple of songs from that, maybe two or three from that. And then, I've only it's only a 30-minute slot, so I do have to play a couple of the songs that, that we've been playing for many years that people really like. So we got to make sure we have those in there too. So it's a little tough. It's, putting, you're used to having a nine guys on the baseball diamond, and now you have to can only have like half that or so, you know what I mean? As far as amount of songs. So tough to choose.
Hey, Ken, I was reading on your bio earlier that you actually worked with the iconic music producer Bob Johnston. Is that true? This is the
Oh,
guy
it's.
that produced Dylan and, I mean, countless other legends.
Well, yes, yeah, Simon and Garfunkel. The
Of
Parsley Sage
course.
Rose, yeah, the Parsley Sage Rose Mary album is really what made. I said I always wanted to work with whoever that was. Long story short, yes, I got to do it, and it changed my life. It really did in terms of just as a human being. And he had said
My
that he's
God.
when we first started working together, he said he said in ways you don't even realize your life is going to change for the better.
Wow.
And he was the most positive, literally one of the most positive people and funniest, absolutely one of the
Really?
funniest people I've ever been around.
Does any memory in particular stand out from that time with Bob?
Well, there was a good fast one that he pulled on me when we were recording in Nashville, and
What
he
year
liked
was
to have,
that?
this was, God, this was from my New Moon Rising album, so I'm guessing it had to be like 2001, 2002, somewhere in there. I think that album came out in three or I can't remember. It was in the early 2000s. How's that?
Right.
And we did this great take. He wanted to have the takes as much original a performance as possible, bass, drums, my guitar, if possible, my vocals, lead guitar, the whole thing. He wanted the whole thing,
Live?
like he wanted it live the way he did the
Wow.
Dylan records, and he just said he wants that freshness. So we do this take of a song, and three quarters of the way through the song, I'm riding along on this thing and just thinking, oh my God, this is near perfection. And I was actually getting chills as I'm playing the song. We finished the song out beautifully, and I can just remember hearing the final, like the cymbals like fading out and just my guitar just decaying and all that. And all of a sudden, through the speaker, through the monitor, he goes on and he goes, all right, Ken, that was a good try. That's a good take. You could do better. Let's try another.
Really?
And I'm thinking, how the hell am I going to do a better take than that? That's as good as I got. And we went on and we did a really nice take. It came out nice on the album, but it probably will never be with that magical tape because it raised goosebumps, you know. I later found out that the engineer forgot to hit record. And
Wow.
rather than throw him under the bus or ruin the vibe by saying this guy who had just worked with Tom Petty, no joke, this guy was the real deal, had forgotten to hit the record button.
Well,
And
he's a
rather
human
than,
being. Yeah.
yeah, human being. And rather than say that and risk, like, you know, not that we were not temperamental people anyway. It was what it was to, you know, regardless. So, but rather than risk maybe having a, you know, a crazy artist who go, whoa, you know, he put the fire right out. Hey man, that sounded great. You could do better.
Great story. I'm talking to Ken Moore, singer-songwriter, who's going to be performing this Sunday at Daryl's house. Doors at 5, and show begins at 7. I understand you're on the bill with Steve Forbert, who my colleague spoke to earlier today. Steve is actually quite the regular at KZE, but have you had the opportunity to perform on the same bill with Steve before or meet him?
No, I have met and haven't performed with him, and this will be my first time on Sunday, but I got to meet him about 4 or 5 years ago. My wife and I took our two sons. One was a senior in high school, and the other's 3 years younger. And they're big Steve Forbert fans. So we took them to see Steve Forbert at Daryl's. This was about 5 years ago or so. And they've seen Dad at Daryl's. In fact, I just played there a few weeks ago with Tom Vagmassi. And so they've seen Dad, and they've seen who they love as well, Steve. And, you know, now we'll be together on Sunday, which is very cool.
That is
And my
cool.
oldest son will make the show too, which is
Oh,
great.
he will.
He's driving down from Boston to see it,
Oh,
and
fantastic.
unfortunately, James is way up at Scott at school at St. Lawrence University, so he can't make it
Is
down.
that Canada or is that
That's
just
just south of Canada. That's upstate New York.
right? Oh, way up though, it sounds like. Okay, very good. Just let people know how they can check out your music and more about Ken Moore.
Sure, the best way to find out is kenmore.com, and all you need to do is just spell it correctly, KENNMORR.com, and that'll take you to, you know, links to Instagram and Facebook and all of our tour dates and all of our music and some videos, and it's our home. I feel like you're coming into our home when you go to our website.
Thank you so much for making time, and I look forward, actually, I'm planning on being there myself, so I look
Oh, that's
forward.
great.
I'll hang out with your boy, and we'll enjoy you and Steve, and maybe dinner, you know, at Daryl's
That's
house.
great. That sounds great.
And in fact, let's get another sample of Ken Moore right now. This is the song "Cutting Through" from Ken's most recent album, "Still Shining." You're listening to 98.1 KZE.